You can switch a one pair of lines. ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् नारायणं पद्मभवं वसिष्ठं शक्तिं च तत्पुत्रपराशरं च व्यासं शुकं गौडपादं महान्तम् गोविन्दयोगीन्द्रमतास्य शिष्यं श्रीशङ्कराचार्यमतास्य पद्म पादं च हस्तामलकं च शिष्यं तं तोटकं वार्तिककारमन्यान् अस्मद्गुरून् सन्ततमानतोऽस्मि श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयं करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादं शङ्करं लोकशङ्करं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवम् सद्गुरुं ब्रह्म विद्वरम् दिस् ब्रह्म चक्र हेविङ्ग् बीन् एक्स्प्लेन्ड् हेविङ्ग् वेरियस् पार्ट्स् टुवर्ड्स् द एण्ड् देर् वास् दिस् स्टेट्मेण्ट् इन् दट् वर्स् नम्बर् फोर् अष्टकैः षड्भविर्विश्वरूपैः एकपाशं त्रिमार्गभेदं द्विनिमित्त एकमोहम् दट् इस् आल्सो सेट् देयर् दट् इस् वन् दट् इस् सेट् टु बी दि एकमोहम् वन् सिङ्गल् कास् फार् द एण्टायर् थिङ्ग् टु हेपन् इस् डिसैर् काम एव मूलकारणम् The very reason for all good and bad. Without desire, there can neither be good things happen in the world nor bad things. If only Anil desires, he will put on the AC for me also. If he doesn't, then I will be sweating. Everything happens out of desire. So is it on? So, good also happens out of desire, bad happens out of desire. Bhagavan also Krishna says that dharmo viruddho bhuteshu kamosmi paradar. Aham kamaha asmi. And what is the dharma aviruddho bhuteshu kamaha? And the desire in the hearts of people who are not against dharma. Even for doing dharma, one should have some desire to do dharma. So, but in general, desire is considered as a major enemy. Kama yesha, krodha yesha, rajo guna samudbhavah, vidhi ena mahavairina, ya vairina. Greatest desire, greatest enemy of our life is also desire. But the desire of Bhagavan is to create this whole universe. Sakamayata, so kamayata, bhagusyam praja yeyeti. Satapotapita satapastapva idagam sarvam asputita. Bhagavan created also out of desire. That let me become many. Let me be the world. So the world also came into being out of the desire of the Lord only. So therefore, desire cannot be completely said as wrong, but for what purpose it is done. A kind ruler also out of desire only, he rules kindly. A Rakshasa, an autocrat, he also rules out of desire to destroy the whole universe. That is also out of desire. So therefore, it is said to be the entire chakra is moving out of desire. It is a Mula Karanam. Now the same Brahma Chakra is now, the wheel of Brahman is now portrayed in a different way as a river. As I said yesterday, river is that which is having one single goal of reaching the ocean. Now you see here, verse number 5 here.
Panchasrotombum panchayon yugravakra. Pancha pranormi pancha buddhyadi moolam. Pancha vartam pancha dukkauga vegam. Pancha shat bhedam pancha parva madhimah. Pancha srotombum pancha yonyugravagram. Pancha pranormi pancha buddhyadi moolam. Pancha vartam pancha dukkoga vegam. Pancha shat vedam pancha parva madhima.
All pancha pancha. This is called a punchline. Pancha means five. Punch. Punch. Pancha apaha. Become pancha apaha. You know that, no? Punjab is none other than Pancha Apaha. Five kinds of rivers that are flowing in. We know which are the five? Huh? What are the five rivers that is flowing into Punjab? Sindh, Satluj, Ravi, then आप पंजाब वाले उनको मालूम होना चाहिए था. झीलम, झीलम एंड देन वन मोर, झीलम सतलज रावी देन सिंध एंड वन मोर. सो एनीवे, सो दिस पंच आल्सो हा मींस दिस फिजिकल बॉडी इज पंच ओनली. And when a person dies, it is called Panchatvam Apuhu. Chenab, somebody wrote Chenab. Chenab is the another, one more river. Chenab. C-H-E-N-A-B. Chenab. So these are the five rivers. The body is also called Panchabhuta. Panchabhutatmakam. And if a person died, it's called Panchatvam Yati. He has gone to the pancha, meaning what? The five elements of the body has reached the five elements back. That's called pancha. So here it is said pancha srota ambum. It has srota means stream, flow. This Brahmanati has got five streams. We'll see all of that. panchayon ugravekam, and it has ugra vakram. Sorry, vakra means turns, twists. Yeah, the river never goes straight; it keeps twisting and turning. Therefore, it has five different twists that are there, powerful turning, and that is caused by five different reasons. Pancha prana urmi ve urmi. Urmi means wave, and so five prana urmi, powerful waves that are there. Pancha buddhyadi moolam, which has fivefold antakaranas as the moola, reason why the very river is moving. Pancha avartam, which has five whirlpools, which people get caught up in. Pancha dukkha auga vegam, it has fivefold miseries and sins. Dukkha oga, anyone, oga means sinful, bad. Then pancha shat bedam, pancha shat bedam, it has got 50 aspects into it. Then pancha parvam adimaha, it has also got five branches. This way we know adima, we know it. So what are these five? Let's see here. Pancha shrota, so the entire our life from morning till evening, our experience of the world is decided by what we see, hear, taste, smell and touch. The whole world is subject to perceptions that we see, that we hear, that we smell, that we taste and touch. So the entire life is none other than the constant journey of the senses, from mind, from morning till evening. Again in Panchadashi, there was a discussion on this point. The objects of the world, whatever we see, they decide our thoughts, or our thoughts decide what we see. What do you think? The world of objects decide what our thoughts are, or our thoughts decide what we perceive. And that is the reason in Keno Parishad that student is asking, Kena ishitam manaha, kena ishitam preshitam manaha patati. Manaha patati. Mind falls. Falls from where? Falls from its state of being itself. In the waking state, it starts to engage in the world. That is what is called patana. Engaging is called mind falling into objects as though. There are two things he is asking. Kena ishitam preshitam manaha. So what we have to understand carefully is, wished by whom directed mind goes towards the object. That is a question the student very carefully asks. Because on its own mind is going, or because of something else the mind is going. So in Panchadashi chapter 4, we are having that as a text during Sundays. So the answer that is given is the Chidabhasa, or our reflection of consciousness, which is otherwise known as Jiva. So Jiva is none other than Chidabhasa. That means consciousness reflected on the surface of the buddhi is what is called individual consciousness. So in that context, I have to explain to you this. I think last time I also explained, I don't remember. There are three levels of consciousness. One is called pure consciousness, okay, which is universal. Then there are two aspects of our mind, which is known as unconscious, subconscious, and conscious mind. Three. three aspects of the mind. Now, when it comes to unconscious mind, it is not that it is not conscious, but we are not conscious of it. That is what is called Vasanamaya Anandamaya Kosha. This Anandamaya Kosha is storehouse of all our impressions, desires, vasanas, karma, everything is stored there. We are not having any access to that because we do not know how many desires are accumulated there. Just like your, you know, garage. You don't know what all things are there. Only when you want to clean up once in a while, you know, oh my God, this is also there. I bought some time back. Sometimes the previous owner has left it behind. You never knew that. Then you open up and say, oh, this is what he bought. He left it there. 20 years later only you realize that that is there. So, unconscious. This unconscious one comes to manifest, that is what is called subconscious. The subconscious mind is that which is in the form of a vasana becoming a desire. An inherent tendency becoming a want. Alright. This unconscious aspect of our personality becoming a subconscious level of desire is what prompts at the conscious mind as thought. So the thought that arises in our mind is the reason why the senses are engaging in anything. If the thought about an object is not there, the in sense organs would not engage in that. So in other words, the unconscious state of our mind, which is called avyakta, ananda, avyakta and manifest, which is filled with all our desires and impressions. When we become vyakta, it becomes subconscious desire, subconscious form of want. This want is triggering the thoughts. So when we have a thought about experiencing something, that experiencing something can be an object or a particular experience that comes in the form of a thought in the conscious mind, and then to fulfill the thought we go into the world. And we may find the external object favorable to that thought. Sometimes it may not be favorable. Let us say you are going to a restaurant to have masala dosa. Right? That thought has come because deep impression is there to have masala dosa. So you go there to look for that. But he says our rava dosa is great, more tasty than masala. What is rava dosa? I never had that. Now you see, what you are going for is masala dosa. You are not going for rava dosa. So when you have that rava dosa, it's coming back to you as an impression. That gets stored in your unconscious level. Next time you will have a desire for rava dosa. So this is how what we are looking for, when we don't get, it creates a new one. So this subconscious mind is one which triggers constantly. See, in conclusion, what we see is the sense organs which have already experienced certain things, creating certain impressions in our unconscious mind, triggers the subconscious desire, then becomes the conscious thoughts, and sense organs go towards that. This is how whole world is continuously running. Not only me, you also have that. Everybody, every living being is living according to their experiences through the sense organs. So therefore, the entire flow is panchasrotam bum. The flow of a river is none other than the functions of the five sense organs. This is to be understood. That is what the first thing. Then, panchayon ugrave ugravakram. So, Here, Swamiji also writes in his commentary, Ugravekam. What are that? The world is made up of five great elements. Umirapo, Nalo, Vayuhu, Kam, Manakam. These are all the five. When the sense organs of perception come in contact with sense objects, the connection between Indriyani Indriyarteshu, when they come in contact with each other, there is constant movements, meaning constant turning points. So the union between sense organs and the sense objects can turn into various different experiences. So that is what is given as panchayon muktam. Indriyani indri visheyi samyojanam panchayoho unmukud panchayon ugra vakram. Ugra means terrible. Vakra means twists. So this way, the mind along with the senses, or senses along with the sense objects, creating the world of different kinds of experiences. What it means is, what you would like to enjoy not always gives enjoyment, so you turn to something else, or you turn to become upset about that, you won't go for it. So where are the twists and turns? See, any story you take without twist and turn, the story is incomplete. If Rama had ruled the kingdom without Kaikeyi interruption, what is the story? Kya hai? Kuch nahi hai. There is no story. So the desire in Kaikeyi, created by Mantara. So Mantara gave mantra to her head. So that mantra, that your brother Bharat will ever be a second hand only. Rama will be always the upper hand. And if you are Rama's upper hand, then Kaushalya will be the biggest queen and you are only a subsidiary. All that. So that desire to ask for Bharata to be the king, that is the vakra. You see, that is a vakra there. Similarly, you know, Shurpanaga had the vakra to go and disturb Ram and Lakshman. Then she went and told Ravana. Then become another vakra. You see that? So, twist and turns. Without those twist and turns, the story is incomplete. So, our life story also, not always the same. What we want today, we don't want tomorrow. What we don't want today, tomorrow we want. What somebody else wants, it doesn't become. Otherwise, there cannot be any sale of anything also. If I want something which you have, which you don't want, then only it becomes mine. You also want, I also want, then there's no transaction. Everything becomes transactable in this world because of vakra. Indriya vishaya sanyoga. So this connection between sense and sense organs. So then prancha prana urmi, the waves. Pancha pranas, prana, apana, vyana, udana, samana. These are the waves. Why we say call it as the waves? Because waves have got extreme powerful current. Now they can create such an amount of havoc on the waves. Otherwise, ocean is quiet. You hear the ocean because of the wave. And otherwise, ocean does not make any sound. It's quiet. But when do you hear them? When the powerful waves come and slash on the shores. And even the slash on the shores can create power current also. They make hydroelectric and things like that. They can create out of the movement of the waves themselves because of their powerful thing. So that is where Rajas is always considered as a wave in the personality. And Rajas is not possible without the pranas. Therefore, Karmendriyani are constantly connected to pranas. Pancha prana urmi. So all the, so even when you are eating the food gets digested because of the power of prana. We are breathing, that is all the power of the prana. We are able to evacuate, that is all the power of the prana. But the blood circulation, that is also powerful prana. Everything happens because of the urmis, which are the powerful the waves called prana. Pancha buddhyadi moolam. What is the root there? What is the basis? See, any river must have a river bed. See, it is interesting. One person was walking on the road. Then he asked, where does the road go? The man said, very intelligent, the road doesn't go anywhere. You go in the road. That's, if somebody asks, you should answer that way. Then only your Vedanti. Where does the road go? The road doesn't go anywhere. You go on the road. Similarly, the bed of a river doesn't move. But we thought the river bed, can the river move anywhere? So the sense organs and the sense object, the connection with the sense object, all prana, where do they move on? They are depending upon antakarna. They are the basis on which all the sense organs function. So therefore, the moolam, all the four antakarnas put together as manaha. In general, mind is itself divided into buddhihi, manaha, ahankara and chittam. Four parts. Right? So it is said, Majo Mano Virjam Prade Sarvam Yatkinjit Sacharacharam Manaso Du Amani Bhave Dvaito Dvaite Sorry Dvaitam No Nevo Palabhyate. Mano Virjam Prade Sarvam. Because of the activity of the mind, Sarvam Yatkinjit Sacharacharam. All the moving and unmoving are all because of movement of the mind. Manasaha tu amani bhave, when mind becomes no mind, dvaitam na eva upalabhyate, there cannot be duality at all. Just like in the state of sleep, we do not find any duality at all. In the absence of duality is called shanti. Then not you feel so peaceful when you go to sleep. And the world around you also finds great. Because you are not there. When you wake up, Dvaita Jagat starts. I, the world. So when you're sleeping, also world is there, but there is no division. You don't see the division, you are able to stay in spite of the fact that there is no world. So Dvaitam na upalabhyade amani bhave. When the mind is not there, there's no Dvaita Prakriti. With that division is no more. So, manaha eva moolam, pancha buddhyadi moolam. So, these five aspects. So, as Swamiji writes, the five senses which are the streams from the river. No, indeed it is the mind, without the backing of which the entire path, the river cannot even move. So, the five sense organs are all because of that, buddhyadi moolam, manasaha moolam, the mind is the moolam for the entire river to go on. Pancha avarta, the river doesn't go in one direction only, suddenly it will take a whirlpool. It creates a huge, you know, what you call that circle. And if you put your feet there, you will be caught in that. You'll be going round, 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 round. What is the avarta? In the avalpa, sense objects, meaning objects are vishayaha avartaha. Because if when we have a particular desire through the senses to experience, we never easily give up that. It's not very hard to give up our habitual sense engagement. What we want to see, hear, taste, and all, they keep repeating in our mind again and again. So, how do we come out of that? So, that's why Bhajagovindam and such other texts, they say, dosha drishtiyai. Look at the dosha drishti. Even in the dosha, you have to see the dosha drishti. Then only will you be eating the dosha also. If you do not see the ill effects of that experience, until then you don't give up. So dosha drishtyar muhur muhuhu vairagyam sambhavati. Vairagya possible only when you see, otherwise go round, 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 round. The same vicious pool. Then pancha dukkha auga vegam. There are five kinds of kleshas. Or pancha, not kleshas. Pancha, five different kinds of sorrows that we experience. Garbhadi vasaha, garbha vasaha is the first one. Janma, jara, vyadhi, tada maranam. These are all the five unavoidable sorrows of life. So, I mean, garbha vasa is also dukkham. Oh, you don't remember. So, Shivaparadha Kshamamana Stotram, Bhagavan Shankaracharya says, my God, staying there in that filth and the blood and the urine and the no ventilation at all and whatever she eats, I have to go on. Garbhavasa Dukkham. Then Janma Dukkham. Birth itself is a Dukkham. Because then you can't do anything. That he writes again. Everything you have to shout because you do not know what to do. Now, kidas and some insects are biting you. You cannot go and remove it. And mother doesn't know why are you crying. So she gives more milk. It's not what I want. So something is biting me on the my back. You cannot say that. So you so go through that. Then okay, sometime we have happiness. Then jara, old age dukkha. If you get up, you cannot sit down. If you sit down, you cannot get up. So you cannot, if you turn, you can never turn the other side. If you fall down, somebody has to pick you up. All that. Vyadi. The disease also another dukkha. Maranam dukkha. So you leave behind all the people whom you love. So if you look at their asti, jayate, vartate, viparinamate, apakshriyate, vinashyate. Shadvikaraha, in that also there is dukkha. Until the death, so these are all. Asti jayade vartade apakshiyade vinashyade. So pancha dukkha, there are also. So pancha dukkha auga vega. These are all the vega. Vega means here, not Las Vegas, but the vega. Vega means rapids. Rapids are also. Then, Panchashad Vedam, the 50 aspects, 50 factors. So 50 factors are said to be in in the Yoga Shastra it is given, there are 50 factors that maintains this physical body. It is distributed among the six chakras. Six chakras are given the, so each chakra in Yoga Shastra is considered as a petya, lotus. And it has different number of petals. Different number of petals, meaning different levels of energy. So it is said Mula there has got four petals. Which is the lowest form of energy from which it starts, Mooladhara. And then we have Swadhisthana as six petals. Then that is there in the reproductive organ, six petals. Then you have Manipura has got 10 petals, the navel. Anahata, the heart has got 12 petals. Vishuddhi at the throat has got 16 petals. And then Agnya has got two. The total is 50. So 50 different power plexus or power sources that are there in the body. They are called Panchashad Vedam of the 50 different parts are also there according to Yoga Shastra. Or we can talk about the spokes which we spoke in the spoke that we spoke in the previous section. No, the 50 spokes we spoke about, those are also considered as. And I'm not that in a hungry, you can all stay back and leave late. Already preparing for the food. Pancha Parvam. Five basically parva. Parva means branches. Five branches. What are the five branches? Avidya, raga, avidya, and asmita, raga, dvesha, and abhinivesha. This is also called panchakleshas. Five different defects that are there, which are considered as kleshas, which will stop an individual to come out. First one is ignorance. Second one is ahankar. Third one is desire or raga. Fourth one is dvesha, hatred. Fifth one is desire to live forever. Meaning, clinging on to life. So it is strange. Everybody thinks that I will live forever. Well, everybody around me can die. But I will. That desire for life never ends. If ant is moving and you put your hand there, what does it do? Will it accept that? What is this you are doing? Why don't you allow me to go whatever, do whatever I want? It will go around. It wants to remain, it wants to exist, it wants to survive. So every living being is seeking to survive forever, as long as I can. Therefore, the desire to live, that is called abhinivesha. So this avidya, raga, dvesha, asmita, and abhinivesha, these are all called pancha parva, different kinds of parva. Parvas are known as branches. So this constitute the great nadi called Brahma Nadi. Continuing in the next verse, sarva jive sarva samste brihante. Asmin hamso brasyate brahma chakre. Pradak atmanam preritaram cha matva. Jushtastadah tena mritatvameti. Sarva jive sarva samste brihante. Asmin hamso brahmyate brahma chakre. Pradak atmanam preritaram cha matva. Yushtastadastena mrutatvameti. Sarva ajive. Sarvani bhutani ajive jivanti. All of them, where do they exist? Yeah. In that Brahma chakra. Brahma chakre sarva jive sarva samste. Sarva asamste means asamapti. Pralaya yasmin pralaye yasmin pralayam gacchanti. Meaning, where all living beings exist in that Brahma chakra, and in all beings go and merge. And brihante, in that huge, brih means great, large, humongous, according to the Sanskrit grammar, brihatvat, Brahma. So in the Brahma chakra, which is huge wheel, asmin hamsaha, asmin Brahma chakra, hamsaha means jiva. Jiva is referred as hamsa here. Why? Hanti advanam gacchanti hamsa. Here hamsa should not be considered as a wise person or anything. A jiva is also like living like a hamsa. Hamsa means not ahamsa, not that way. Hamsa here means one which is existing as an individual subject to death and birth. Subject to birth and death. This hamsa, the individual being, brahmyate. Brahmyate means getting bewildered, pramanam gacchanti, continuously living in bhranti, drinking brandy. Brandy also drinking, brandy and bhranti, everything is same. Brahm means to rum also, brahm. You drink rum, you become brahm. Pramanam means, sometimes they call brahmachari also brahmachari. So it's really very bad, you know. Instead of brahmachari, they say brahmachari. So he says living in Brahma. Brahs brahmyate gets bewildered, wandering around. Brahmachakre, in this brahmachakra. Why do we thus live such a miserable existence in this unending brahmachakra? Why? Because pratak atmanam preritaram matva brahmyate. Atmanam, oneself, pratak, different from Ishvara. Atmanam preritaram pratak. I am different from the one who is cause for this entire wheel. I am different. I am a product. I am a slave. I am a creative entity, created entity. I have no choice. I am limited. I am a victim. In fact, many of the religions talk about an individual as only a victim. Sinner. Useless. You have to suffer that. No other go. You are already in that situation. All that you can do is cry and plead and then surrender, and then helplessly you have to give up your choice. Then only. Hinduism is no different. There also, most of the philosophies, if you see, they all say, you know, everything decided by the Lord and you have no choice at all. All that you have to do is to go and plead and cry and lament, and then you'll be saved. So, atmanam preritaram prithak iti matva brahmyate. See, when we do not have free will, what do you consider that condition as? Everything happens according to somebody's will. So, where is the question of me doing anything? Even if I am doing anything, it is limited to my capabilities and my own, you know, skills and whatever thinking and belief. So when an individual lives in this kind of a misconception, notion, brahmyate. On the other hand, tataha jushtaha, one who has gained the grace of the Lord, because of which one is able to think, tena amrutatvam eti. By that, he will be able to come out of it. Only by that correct understanding, a person can come out. Now, what is the method of coming out of it? Is what is the textbook is about. The textbook is going to definitely say, Ishvaraha upasaniyaha. Bhagavan should be meditated on, worshipped, no doubt. But not for the sake of merely worshipping the Lord and something will happen. No, upasana will lead you to purity of mind. And then jnanam will remove that slavery in your mind. Worship of the Lord is not just for the sake of, because helpless. No, worship of the Lord can make my mind quiet enough so that I can gain the knowledge and come out of it. It is like this. In a river that is flowing, a wood is floating. Unless you hold on to the wood and swim across and go to the other side, you will not be escaping it. I will hold on to the wood. Let the wood decide where to go. Wood is no doubt is necessary for you to survive, because otherwise you will drown. But the wood can be used by you putting forth effort, make use of the wood and cross that river on the other side or go to the other side. In the same way, Bhagavan's grace is like the wood floating on the river. Hold on to it, but do your effort to cross. Don't say that I'm holding on to this wood and something will happen. Something will happen. You keep floating here and there. You're still caught up in the same thing. You're not coming out of it. It is like, you know, when everybody is, and so the whole place is flooded and people are being rescued. So the helicopter comes and then throws a rope, or you are fallen on the well, they throw a rope for you to hold and come out. Hold on the rope, and holding on that, you please come up. If you're holding on the rope, Mama, oh, you pull me up if you want to. A ladder is ladder. Whether you want to go up or not, the ladder doesn't decide. Can the ladder take you up? Yes or no? By itself? No, you have to go on climbing on it. Escalator, I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about escalator, I'm talking about ladder. The ladder cannot take you up. If you don't walk the step, how will the ladder take you up there? So in the same way, grace is given by the Lord only for you to quieten the mind, become one-pointed, and then through the knowledge you come out of it. Otherwise, Vedas become useless, you see. Scriptures become useless if only I do only, you know, upasana. I will not do anything else. Then Shastram Vyartam is useless. So now, continuing in the verse number 7. Udgitam edat paramam tu brahma.
Udgitam edat paramam tu brahma.
Tasmin strayam supradishtaksharam cha.
Tasmin strayam supradishtaksharam cha.
Atrantaram brahma vidho viditva.
Atrantaram brahma vidho viditva.
Dina brahmani tat parayoni muktaha. उद्गीतमेतत् परमं तु ब्रह्म तस्मिन् त्रयं सुप्रतिष्ठाक्षरं च अत्रान्तरं ब्रह्म विदो विदित्वा लीना ब्रह्मणि तत्परायोनि मुक्ताः तत्परमं दट् विच् इस् सुप्रीम् ब्रह्म उद्गीतम् Udgitam is udhrutam, upadishtam, proclaimed, declared. In the Vedas it is declared. What that? Tat paramam brahma. Tu, indeed. Indeed, the supreme most is the Brahman. Tasmin trayam supradishta. In that all the three are supradishta, well established. What are these? That which is imperishable aksharam brahma tasmin trayam supradishta. All the three. The three here means all the triads that we know. Bhokta, bhogya and bhoga. Or it can be jagrat, swapna or sushupti, or brahma, vishnu and maheshwara, virad, hiranyagarbha and ishwaraha, or Vishwa, Tejasaha and Prajna, Sattva, Rajas and Tamas, any of those things, all the three are all included in this very Brahman itself. Everything is included in that. So that is why it's called Paramam, Supreme. Because in which all the three are, but he is not any one of the three. See, if you take Swapna, Jagrat, Swapna, Sushupti, in all the three, he is the same. He doesn't participate in that. So somebody asked me this question, Swamiji, one thing we don't understand. What? When we go to sleep, this world is not there for us. But if for others, it is there for us. Our log, usko liye wo log hai. So, how do you say that consciousness which we have, when I go to sleep, then how does the world continue to be there? See, the interesting thing is, you go to sleep, it, consciousness doesn't go to sleep. It is continuing to work through everybody. in your sleep that which doesn't sleep, you see. It is like sun. Every one part of the world is gone to darkness. Other part of the world is still illumined by the same sun only. For this part of the world, the sun is not there. But other part of the world, sun is still there. For them, it is continuing to activity. And others again, when you are awake, the rest of the other part of the world is asleep. That doesn't mean sun has disappeared. In the same way, consciousness remains to be where it is. Even if you go to sleep, the rest of the people, the consciousness is still working. And that is non-different from each other. It's the same. So, in your sushupti, that which does not sleep is consciousness. In the same way, Brahma, Vishnu, Maheshwara will come and go. The pralaya and srishti and sthiti will continuously take place. But Brahman, that continues to remain as it is, in which pralaya, srishti, sthiti, pralaya, srishti, sthiti, pralaya, srishti, sthiti continuously taking place. So, and again, sattva, rajas, tamas continuously taking place. Bhogya, bhokta, bhoga, that is continuously taking place. These three will continue. This is called etat trayam, tasmin trayam. Tasmin means in that Brahman, trayam supradishta. They continue to exist. What is that? That is aksharam. It is not going through any change. So, Brahma vidaha, those who know Brahman, viditva, antarantaram viditva, knowing that very Brahman to be there in their own heart. Atra antaram. Antaram, not outside somewhere. So, this is the problem which we have to understand again and again, that mistake we do. What? Looking for it somewhere outside. And you will never find it. कहाँ है ढूंढो 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 नहीं मिलेगा अत्रांतरम ब्रह्म विदो विदित्वा अन्नमयादि आनंदमयांतम देहे विदित्वा दैट वन विच इज प्रेजेंट विद इन यू ओनली इंस्टेड ऑफ ट्राइंग टू फाइंड आउट आउटसाइड ट्राई टू फाइंड आउट विच इज द क्लोजेस्ट टू यू मोस्ट प्रॉक्सिमेट मोस्ट अवेलेबल Always available. Sada, sarva kaleshu, sarva deseshu, sarva avasthasu. Yeka rupena tishtati. One condition only it is there. So, antra antaram brahma vidaha viditva brahmani leena. Having merged into that brahman, tat para yoni mukta. Tat para brahmani leena. Those who have merged into that, yoni muktaha bhavanti, meaning samsara vimuktaha bhavanti, prakriti vimuktaha bhavanti, they become free from this prakriti. So this is why Mahatmas, many of the Mahatmas, when you go and look at how they live, very often this question comes, if those who have become brahmalina, those who have become merged into how is that they live in this world? Don't they see the world which we see? Don't we act in this world the way we act? That's what again and again it's pointed out. Even Ramana Maharshi points out, Ishwara Shritti dekhte huye ko koi bandhan nahi hota hai. It is Ishwara Shritti, Bhagavan Shritti. So what is the word? It doesn't bind me at all. It is what it is. So they do not add value, either minus value or positive value to anything. So when we look at an object, we do not look at it as it is. We look at it from the standpoint of, I like it or not like it. I want it or I don't want it. I need it or I don't need it. How much joy it can give me. This is what our perception is. We continuously evaluate everything with respect to what value we give to them. And if it is of no value to us, we just walk away. If it is valuable, we will try to own it and possess it. Or if I cannot own it, somebody has, then we have jealousy about that. So here, tatparaha, brahmani, లీనాహ యోనిముక్తాహ భవంతి, ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ ఫర్దర్ కమింగ్ బ్యాక్ టు దిస్ వరల్డ్ అండ్ సఫరింగ్ అగైన్ అండ్ అగైన్. కంటిన్యూయింగ్ ఇన్ దిస్ నెక్స్ట్ వర్స్, సంయుక్తమేదక్షరమక్షరం చ వ్యక్తా వ్యక్తం భరతే విశ్వమీశః, అనీశశ్చాత్మా భద్యతే భోక్తృభావాత్, జ్ఞాత్వా దేవం ఉచ్యతే సర్వపాశైః, సంయుక్తమేదక్షరమక్షరం చ వ్యక్త్యా వ్యక్తం భరతే విశ్వమీశః, అనీశశ్చాత్మా భద్యతే భోక్తృభావాత్, జ్ఞాత్వా దేవం ఉచ్యతే సర్వపాశైః. దేవం జ్ఞాత్వా సర్వపాశైః ఉచ్యతే. దేవం ఈశ్వరం, ఆత్మానం బ్రహ్మన్ జ్ఞాత్వా, నోయింగ్ దాట్ సర్వపాశైః. పాశ, టూ మీనింగ్స్ ఆర్ దేర్ ఇన్ సంస్కృత్. పాశ మీన్స్ రోప్, పాశ మీన్స్ ప్యాషన్ ఆల్సో, ప్యాషన్ అస్ వెల్ పాశ. సో దిస్ రోప్ పాశ పాశ వినిర్ముక్త దేవుత్సే, పాశ ఇస్ హోప్, పాశ ఇస్ ప్యాషన్. సో సర్వపాశైః ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ బాండేజెస్ విముచ్యతే. హౌ? బికాస్ ప్రీవియస్ లైన్ యూ సీ, ప్రీవియస్ వర్డ్ భోక్తృభావాత్ బధ్యతే, భోక్తృభావాత్ బధ్యతే, అభోక్తృభావాత్ ముచ్యతే. బై ది యాటిట్యూడ్ ఆఫ్ మీ ఎంజాయర్ బధ్యతే. వెన్ ద నో ది జీవ నోస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్, ఐఎమ్ నాట్ ద భోక్త, అహం ఈశ్వర ఏవ, దిస్ జ్ఞాత్వా ఉచ్యతే. బికాస్ హూ ఇస్ ద భోక్తృ హియర్? అనీశశ్చ ఆత్మా, వన్ హూ డస్ నాట్ బిలీవ్ ఇన్ దాట్ ద లార్డ్ హూ యాక్చువలీ ఈజ్ గవర్నింగ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్, హూ డస్ నాట్ అక్సెప్ట్ దట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ అనీశ. Some people give the name also Anisha. Want to talk of them. Arey Baba, tum Ishkur ko nahi mante ho? Nahi. Tera naam kya hai? Anisha. I don't know what does Anisha say, their name hai na?
Yeah.
Huh? How do they keep the Anisha name? Anisha. No Isha. No Ishwara. Anishas. Anisha means one who does not believe in the existence of the Lord. Powerless. Anisha means I have no power, no ability to do anything. But on the other hand, what does he know? Ishaha. Vishwam Ishaha. Vishwam Ishaha. Vividam. So the very word Shvayati means with that which is subject to change. Vividam shvayati idi vishwa. Varieties of ways it constantly changing. That is called vishwa. Vishwasya ishaha. Vishwam ishaha. Who is he? Edat ksharam aksharam samyuktam. Vyakta avyaktam bharate. These are all the qualification or the nature of the Lord. Manifest and unmanifest. He brings them together. Change and the unchanging, he brings them together. See, what is not possible in our mind, he makes it possible. The power of power he called Maya is of that nature. In Maya Panchakam, Bhagavan Shankaracharya writes, Agatita Gatana Patiyasi Maya. Agatita, not possible. Gatana Patiyasi. One who is capable of making what is impossible possible, that is Maya. This physical body by itself is lifeless. And the life by itself is not a matter. Is it not true? The matter and the non-matter are coming together. This is called, according to Gurudev, unholy wedlock. The two things which are not having anything in common, they are coming together, like husband and wife. So they are suddenly coming together. How? With Maya. So it is said, before marriage, they are mad for each other. Before marriage. And after marriage, they become made for each other.
Yeah.
That's what they think. After some time, they are mad at each other. After finally, they become mad because of each other. So, how do you come together? Matter and consciousness, they have nothing common. So he makes a manifest, unmanifest, manifest, unmanifest. Charas sarvani bhutani kutastokshara muchyate uttama purushastu anya. Paramatma ityudakrutah yo lokatrayam avishya vibharti ishvarah. See, that's why the word bharate. Bharati means to hold, to support. Entire world is supported by the pairs of opposites, by him, which he makes samyuktam. Samyuktam etat aksharam, sharam aksharam cha, vyakta avyaktam cha, bharate vishwam ishah, tam nyatva devam, mucchade sarva bhashaihi, anishascha atma bhatyate. One who knows this becomes free. One who does not know, it's caught up. इसका ज्ञान का लक्षण है उसे ज्ञानम व्हेन वी डू नॉट अंडरस्टैंड दिस प्रॉपरली दैट इज द कॉज ऑफ बॉन्डेज ओम सर्वे भवन्तु सुखिनः सर्वे सन्तु निरामयाः सर्वे भद्राणि पश्यन्तु मा कश्चित् दुःखमासवेत् ओम शांति 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 हरि ओम श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम